Thank you, Madam Chair, for giving me this opportunity as a member of Ahwazi Monitor Organization to bring to your attention the plight of Ahwazi people in Iran. The Al-Ahwaz cause did not start yesterday or last year, but rather it has been an issue for the past century. Al-Ahwaz Arabistan or Khuzestan inhabited millions of indigenous Arabs with a shining history since the ancient times. The political history of Al-Ahwaz ranges from being an independent entity to subjected to the compulsion of regional powers, specifically during the Qajar dynasty. The colonial competition for the influence between the great powers for the hegemony over the Middle East region and its revenue, specifically after discovering oil, contributed significantly to the emergence of Reza Shah and the idea of establishing a central government in Iran that ultimately led to eliminating the form of governments in Iran, which was based on the collective regional kingdoms rule, also known as Mamaliki Mahruse, or protected countries. In 1925, during the reign of Reza Shah, the local autonomy of Al-Ahwaz or Arabistan has been overthrown, and its political status went from having state to annex to the Iranian state. Since then, the name of the province has changed from Arabistan to Khuzestan, and same policies apply to many Arab cities and villages in a bid to impose major demographic changes to the region. Ahwazi Arabs have contributed considerably to the success of the revolution in Iran in 1979, but their demands for the human rights are always rejected by the state leaders, by the official and media outlets as well. With all that being said, apparently the Iranian government is continuing its persecution policies undermining ethnic minorities' rights in Iran, therefore giving minorities impression that this state does not represent them in all aspects. Dear ladies and gentlemen, minorities in Iran are suffering oppression, aggression, and cruel practices. And as a result,